It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis has long promised climate-friendly electricity, but as CPR's Sam Brash reports, his administration now wants to keep a Pueblo coal plant up and running.
The Polis administration filed the petition with utility regulators, asking them to kick back the retirement date for Pueblo's Comanche 2 power plant from the end of this year to the end of next year. They say that should give Xcel Energy enough time to fix Comanche 3, a bigger, newer power plant next door. But environmental groups say that's unnecessary and will leave households paying to maintain outdated coal plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver office landlords are taking big losses as empty space piles up. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on recent deals.
Office landlord Brookfield took a $340 million loss when it recently sold two downtown towers, according to a report in Business Den. The office space is 50% empty. It was almost full when Brookfield bought the property in 2020. Nearly one-third of the office space is empty in Denver, according to real estate services firm CBRE. City landlords have struggled to fill space ever since more office workers started working from home during the pandemic more than 5 years ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Trump administration is challenging state laws, saying medical debt can't be included in people's credit reports. Colorado passed its own protections in 2023. Attorney General Phil Weiser calls the decision outrageous.
They're using the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to actually harm consumers by trying to undermine state protections.
More than 12% of Coloradans had medical debt in collections, according to a 2022 report. The administration's decision could mean companies challenge state laws. A group representing credit bureaus says there should be one national standard. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.